Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Peace, y'all. This is your girl, Bianca Pittman, aka Divine Mother, your Coochie Shiro, and owner of BU Beauty, giving you a fresh Coochie Conversations episode. We have Joanne in the building today. Hey, Jo.
Hi, I'm Zoe.
And today we will be talking about the womb. This episode was not planned, but after finding out today that it is Cervical Cancer Awareness Week, I felt like we needed to touch on the topic. So Cervical Cancer Awareness Week is from June 19th to June 24th. And I want to talk a little bit today about HPV, cervical cancer, the risks of cervical cancer, and how we can kind of prevent cancers in certain areas of our bodies. Preferably and more than likely the womb space. So cervical cancer is a malignant tumor of the cervix, and it's the lower part of the uterus. So if you're familiar with your vagina, you know, a lot of people feel like or think the vagina and the vulva are the same. And the vulva is what we see outside of our genital area, and the vagina is technically something that you can't see. So your vagina is your birth canal, and the cervix connects the vagina to the upper part of your uterus. Almost all cervical cancers are linked to HPV. HPV is the human papillomavirus. Cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women, and breast cancer is the number one common cancer in women. So if you're not familiar with the HPV virus, which I said is the human papillomavirus, and it's a sexually transmitted infection, but you can also get it from skin-to-skin contact. So there's fewer cases of cervical cancer, but there's like 3 million cases a year of HPV virus. And there's over 200 strains of HPV virus, and 40 of them are high risk, which can lead to cancer. So I remember my mom working for Planned Parenthood when I was about 15 years old. And that was the first time I ever heard of HPV. It was because the HPV vaccine had just came out. And I guess it was just a time of conversation. And that's when I really heard about this virus, not knowing too much about it, but just knowing that you had to get like 3 vaccines. There's no cure for HPV, but they say the vaccine can help in certain areas. However, what I have learned is that since there's so many strains of HPV, as long as you have a healthy immune system, a lot of these strains are very low risk and can go away on its own. So just because you have HPV doesn't mean you technically have cervical cancer. And this is why it's important for women to get their pap smears done, their HPV tests done. I remember when I was younger, at the time, it was recommended to get a pap smear every year. And I think through science and studies, they found that women have been testing themselves too often. So there was a study in Columbia University where they studied over 2 million women, and 2/3 of these women they had commercial insurance, and they would test like 3 years sooner than they were supposed to be the recommended testing. And, you know, you can find abnormal cells in your pap smears that you may feel like, oh my God, I have some type of precancerous cells or whatever. And it kind of puts you in that fear mongering energy. Whereas it's like you can see something very abnormal very early and your body can like literally take care of it. So, but because we're, you know, getting these tests done too frequently, we just feel like, you know, there's these people that just want to like run to the doctor for everything. And not saying you're not supposed to check on yourself, but doing it too frequently, then you're like, they'll send you to get a biopsy, which is called a colposcopy on your cervix, where they literally take a little piece of your cervix to test it. And it's like, if I'm doing these procedures too soon, I'm literally eating away at my cervix for no reason when my body can literally take care of this on its own.
I mean, under medical vision, like so many things are like permissed, and like we spoke about fear mongering, like everything you said has been like, I hear you, but as a consumer, I hear money, 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 HMOs, money, money, money. HMOs meaning your personal insurance carrier. Mm-hmm. And it just speaks to how Western medicine is so poignant in women's health, and how a lot of things are seeping into the regulatory things. Like, it's regulatory to get your PAPs. It's regulatory to get a vaccine. It's regulatory to watch out for these cancers, but you might be susceptible anyway. It's just, it can really play a lot on your mental health, and it can really chip away at your confidence as a woman to hear somebody else have so much studies about the body you live in.
Right.
And it can really disconnect us from the truth of our holistic nature when you're listening to every institution say, protect yourself this way.
Because when I think of HPV or I hear about it, they don't always say like a lot of it is low risk, or, you know, and when I think of it too, I think of it as a woman having it, you know, like I think of cervix, I think of cervical cancer, and I don't ever really think of a man having it. And, you know, they make it seem like it's a sexually transmitted infection. Whereas you can also get HPV just from skin to skin contact. So some people have these warts on their fingers, on their hands. They can have plantar warts on their feet. You can, some women get these warts, flat warts, and they appear on their legs, like in their thigh area. So it's like, you always say like, oh, wear a condom. But it's like, when I'm wearing a condom on my hands and my feet and my thighs, like I can shake somebody's hand who has a wart on their finger and I get a wart.
HPV. And the subsidy of that is, oh, if you get the vaccine, you can protect yourself from HPV. So, you know, you'll lessen your risk of getting cervical cancer. And if you look at the ingredients of the vaccine, I just look it up, it's like yeast protein and what's the other one that I saw that was really the protein from the actual HPV itself.
I was about to say, they always put a little bit of it.
Oh yeah, here we go. Sodium chloride, amorphous aluminum.
Okay,
no, I'm injecting your body with that to kind of, you know, if that's going to protect me from a chance at cervical cancer, why can't there be equilateral messaging of like, if I eat fibrous greens, you know, like if I fortify my electrolytes,
the natural ways to prevent things,
it's not even a conversation. And it's so strange, because if Earth is regenerative and science is created, why can't there be equal focus on how to prevent it holistically
than having to resort to a vaccine all the time. That
and then,
in the same breath you say that it's not curable, so
and they don't know what the cause of it is, but we do know how to manage it, and management to me looks like medicine.
But yeah, but I also know how to manage it holistically as well, you know what I mean? Like, it's, there's a lot of things, a lot of cancers and things. I always say like everything starts off as energetically in the body before it shows up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And stress levels and things like that definitely play a major part in outbreaks of anything.
Absolutely. You
know? So mindfulness practices like yoga, meditation, those are all stress reducing ways to make sure your body stays in alignment. Just walking,
but also keep your serotonin balanced, keeping your bodily chemicals balanced. And it's like everything starts from the head. It's a circulatory thing. It's a cardiovascular thing. If the brain is the mainframe, right? If the brain is the dock, and you're telling me that my body might be an enemy to me, my uterus might be having to, you know, I might need a hysterectomy to be alive. It's like, you know, it plays a part of your mental health. So like there's chemicals being released to make you feel like your body is not good enough to sustain itself and you need something else externally.
Once you place that fear on a person, I feel like things start to really manifest rapidly.
Absolutely. You know? Like hypochondriac, like, you know, it's like, and then one of the ingredients for a lot of vaccines people don't know about is water.
I mean, we're made up of 70% water. We can just.
So it's funny that they like, and then a lot of things like, I know someone close to me is under medical advisement right now. And one of their pills is a water pill, but then one of the issues is joint problems and water in the knees. So it's like, for me, it's like, there's placebos in between there because like one thing offsets the next. If you have HPV, you're going to have other symptoms and other, and then you're going to have to treat those symptoms and it's never really addressing the underlying.
HPV is that you really don't feel many symptoms.
How scary.
So
if you get a wart on your knuckle, you think you're fine. You're just washing your hands, but you can be spreading that shit.
Right.
It's nuts.
When you have it in general area, like, a lot of people mistake it for like skin blemishes or things like
razor
that.
Razor bumps,
right. Hair bumps. And it looks like cauliflower sometimes when you get an outbreak. So if you can also, I feel like, mistake it for herpes.
I think the mistake is part of a diagnosis. And so that's why they're so obtuse with how to contract. They're so obtuse with the treatment. They're so obtuse with the care plan because they can shoot more of other things. A friend of mine was talking about somebody who had deceased in her life. And one of the last steps was like, oh, they just diagnosed her with something, but they didn't know it was something else. So they just bunched it all up. A friend of mine, her grandfather passed away a few years ago. And it still affects us because we always think about what we could have done. And it was the final stages of his life where they were like, oh, it's pneumonia.
Right, because certain things only present itself in the advanced stages.
Right. So with HPV, cervical cancer is the final step. Because by the time you have it, it already matured.
But it takes a long time to mature into cancer. You can have HPV and it not mature into cancer for 20 years. So you're
staying sick.
You're staying sick if you're not going to the doctor. If you're not getting,
but don't go to the doctor too often.
HPV test or your Pap smear test. So there's a time frame. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, back in the day, it was like, oh, you should get a Pap smear every year. And for those who don't know the difference between a Pap smear and an HPV test, so the Pap smear tests your cervix for abnormal cancer cells,
right? And cultures, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And cultures. So they scrape a piece and they test it. It's not painful at all. The HPV test itself tests for high risk HPV viruses in the cervix. So mm-hmm. I was reading that women ages 21 and 29 should have a Pap smear almost every 3 years. And if you're a woman between 30 to 65, you have 3 options for testing, and they can both be done every 5 years. If you are sexually active and you should have had a regular Pap smear every 3 years, 1 to 3 years by the age of 21, even if you stop having sex, because one, it's not only a sexually transmitted infection, but you can get it from skin to skin contact. And then two, it can just develop over time. So
it's funny when I heard those statistics, I hear like those are the same demographics that overlap with fibroids. The overlap with our endometriosis, the overlap with PCOS, the overlap with a lot of other uterine complications. So it's like, it's a big field and they're not, you know what I mean? How can, there should be way more specificity.
So with polycystic ovarian syndrome, your Pap smear is not going to show that you have that fibroids either. Because those are hormonal imbalances that are fibroids and endometriosis is mostly estrogen dominance. And then PCOS is mostly you have more testosterone than you do estrogen. So those are like hormonal imbalances that you really have to go to like an endocrinologist to.
Right. So here we are. So the same demographic is getting tested every 3 years. The same demographic is getting tested for each of those things, and the same demographic is being prompted to like take all these preventative health measures.
What I will say is that each demographic is not treating the underlying cause because they don't really want to talk about the underlying cause. They're more so targeting the symptoms. So, and then, like I said, with HPV, you don't usually show any symptoms until it's progressed. So at that point, I already have a wart on my finger, or I have warts on my vagina. And it's like, okay, well, you can get it surgically removed.
But it doesn't erase the reason.
But that doesn't mean it's going
to come back. It's so misleading. And it's unfortunate because it's like, I feel like the key to this opens the same door, knowing yourself. Checking your body, you know, doing those self-checks.
Mm-hmm. There's some women that never even look at their vagina, you know what I mean? To know if they have a cyst, a pimple, a blackhead, an ingrown hair, a breakout.
I love that activation you do when you do your workshops. I love the activation when we, like, it's like that yoni meditation, and like we even painted our vaginas last time, and it's like that opened up a conversation to how yours look or how you want to see yourself, but it opens up that modality that you should check yourself. Like, there are self-checks for your breasts. Like,
your breast labia. You know what I mean? Yeah, and there's some women that don't even, they don't know the parts of their vagina. They don't know what their vaginas look like. You know, every vulva doesn't look the same. And I've been wanting to do a workshop where we use mirror. We do mirror work on our yonis. And we
mirror work, you say?
Yes. We do some reflective mirror work where we literally sit there and with a mirror and we look at our yonis. We say affirmations.
Yes.
But we're also getting to know her on a deeper level so that when things change,
you can spot changes.
You know what I mean? I have too many women that tell me like they didn't know things changed within their bodies until their man told them. Like, your man be down there more than you be down there. And this is your body part, you know, this is your sacred area, and you should know what it looks like. It changes at different times of the month, whether it's color or whatever, and we need to tap in more with that because I even had a friend recently who was telling me about a situation with herpes where she had, you know, an outbreak dealing with a guy, and she found out that he was dealing with somebody else that was also potentially has herpes now too, but that woman doesn't know anything about what it looks like, what it feels like, you know, nothing. And she's just very misled with her vaginal health because a lot of women only know a yeast infection and a bacterial infection. They don't know what
the doctors tell them.
Or if they're not even going to the doctors, they don't even know that. You know, they don't know what a HPV is. They don't know that it doesn't necessarily have to be sexually transmitted, or that even if you have it, it can go away depending on the strain on its own. Because when we have healthy diets and things like that, our bodies can take care of a lot of things.
Yes. I had a health scare too. I had a health scare a few years ago. I am cured and healed, amen, from fibroids. And I almost kept the log. I almost kept the log because I was like, and I credit you for that because like it's like, you know, knowing yourself is the best vantage point you can have inside of a doctor's office because they're asking you certain questions. And if you don't have the answers, they're going to give you the answers based on what they see. And you're the one walking your body every day. And I was able to tactfully tell my doctor exactly what was going on to me down to my cycle. So, I spotted the irregularity. And because I reiterated the reaction, she was like, actually, that sounds a lot like so-and-so. And I'm like, I told you, girl.
Right. I
feel another fibroid.
Medical spaces, it should be more of a partnership.
Right. A collaboration.
This is my body. You're the professional. But don't sit here and make it seem like I don't know nothing because I don't have the education that you have. Because at the same time, this is my body. So I like when we can have those insightful conversations with our doctors to where they don't try to make it seem like you're less than.
But that's why I love that you give consultations because we're talking about know yourself. And this is not shaming those who don't. You can get on the path to learning about yourself with professionals, with people who are in your reach.
Absolutely. So having said that, I do have womb healing consultations where, you know, you can click the link. I'll post it in the Coochie Conversations bio today. And you can book a womb healing consultation, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. And we can go over all of your, you can tell me all your business, basically. when it comes to your menstrual health or your reproductive health. And I can give you a care plan, a holistic care plan. And sometimes that may include certain tea. Like I can make you a customized tea, a yoni steam. I might have you purchase an ebook or it just on the topic, just to give you more insight and give you, you know, dietary recommendations and things like that. Like today I wanted to talk about, you know, some of the ways we can holistically fortify our bodies, without the use of Western medicine through diet change. So like you mentioned earlier, green leafy greens and sweet potatoes and squash and pumpkin, and keeping your body alkaline is important. Vitamin C, vitamin B, folate acid, the purple vegetables, like antioxidants are very important. Green teas, lavender, calendula, raspberry leaf. Mm-hmm. These are all ways that we could fortify the body, eliminating junk food, eliminating yes. processed foods, including more seafood in our diet that has like a lot of like omegas and yes. iodine, magnesium, calcium. So these are all ways that we can support the body naturally yes. that your doctor.
My favorite one, because you and I are both obsessed with Chinese medicine. I love fermented foods. So kombucha.
Yes. Kimchi.
I love probiotics. Like they do amazingly. Right. Like that's why it's forever giving big sis and never mom.
So yeah, it's like it's fortifying your lymphatic system, fortifying your yes. gut, fortifying your reproductive system.
Yes.
Your nervous system, these all play a part in
yeah.
keeping your body in alignment. So like yeah. even if you do have something, is not the end of the world. Like I said, like,
and not only that, but your body will tell you because the gut has a brain. So if we're feeding our body,
that's like your second brain, your gut, you know?
Yeah.
And, like I was saying, like 40 out of 200 strains, only 40 of them are sexually transmitted and can potentially be high risk. But just because you have HPV doesn't mean that you have cervical cancer. And, a little transparency, I had an abnormal pap smear a couple years ago, and I had to get two colposcopies. And one was in like 2017, and the other one was in 2020, I want to say 2021. And I was nervous, you know what I mean? Like I was really nervous. This was my second time having to have this procedure done. And they basically look at your cervix as a clock, and they take from 10 and 2. And depending on how many abnormal cells they have on the biopsy, they spray your cervix with iodine first.
Yes.
So that they can see it.
What a good Q-tip, a big, huge Q-tip. Go in there and they wiggle it around.
No. They take this big tool, this metal tool, and they insert it, and they literally cut a piece of your cervix.
Oh, the clipping part. I thought you meant, no, I'm talking about the iodine part.
Like oh, yeah. Around. Oh, yes. They go around and around
and around. They go around and around. And then they take a little nose scissors, and they clip. It's a biopsy. So they have to take the cultures from the actual membrane. Not the stuff that sheds in your period. We're not talking about no blood clot. They're taking a chunk out.
Yes. And that's why.
I felt it.
That some women that go to these doctors and get these pap smears and HPV tests too often, and they may see abnormal cells, they automatically get recommended to get a colposcopy. And say you did it too early, and it's just something that was going to go away on its own, and now you're literally chipping away at your cervix. It doesn't grow back, you know, like that tissue doesn't grow back. So then I was told, like, you know, it, whatever abnormal cells we've seen on your cervix, they went away on its own. So I've been fine ever since, but I documented my whole experience. Maybe this week for Cervical Cancer Awareness Week, I will create a video out of it and share my whole colposcopy experience with women who've never had one before. It wasn't super painful. It wasn't really, I mean, I don't know if I have a hard tolerance of pain or whatever, but it really wasn't painful. It was just more nerve-wracking than anything.
I felt it. You know when Jesus was walking through the multitude and he felt his power leave his body when the lady reached for his hand? That's how I felt on the table when the lady could look.
At least you had a lady, too, because I had a man. Well, the second time I had a lady, she was really nice. I had a man one time, the first time, and he was like, I said, are you done? Like, and he was like, he had got a little attitude, like, oh, well, I could take more, and it's this and that. And I'm just looking at him like, if you don't get from between my legs, I'm going to kick you in your face. Like, what? Because it's just, it was just unnecessary. Like,
ooh, that just brought back a little trauma, child. Oh.
I just don't, I'm just not for
male doctor. Back a little trauma. I had one male doctor, and that's the only one I ever had.
Yeah, because I don't like you trying to tell me something about my body that you don't even have. And then I just feel like all these male doctors in this OB industry is just weird. Like, you just want to look at vaginas all day.
He called my vagina pretty.
See?
See, I'm remembering, and I know you hear that.
That I had a doctor like that too, and she had a vulva piercing. She had her clit pierced, and he was saying, oh, this is the best one I've seen all day. Like,
cringe. I'm hugging myself. Cringe. I'm remembering that. I you know, sometimes you put things away. This is why I always prefer a female. And that was why, that's when I started going to my OBGYN. I've been going since I was 19 years old. And she know me.
Right.
You know, she know me. We know each other. She's dying to meet you, by the way.
Is she Russian? You said a little Russian lady? Is she Russian?
Yes. Yes.
I had a Russian gynecologist since I was 16 years old, and she just retired, and I loved her.
Now that she retired, we could get her on.
Oh, that's
because crazy. Right. Because Dr. Kenya gave us a tea. Not Dr. Kenya. You see, Dr. Kenya, see? Oh, I'm calling it out. Calling it out.
Oh, manifest it. Manifest Woo! It.
Nurse Kenya gave us a tea. And I feel like, you know.
Nurse Kenya and her experience as a nurse.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't wait for the episode to drop. It was juicy.
It was good. It was very good.
It was good. It was good. It was like hot on the press because she's live. She's in it. She's in the ER. We were like, Nurse Kenya.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Yeah. It was juicy. I'm looking forward to the feedback from that episode.
And oh yeah, I gotta drop a bomb. So this episode is sponsored by BU Beauty's Holistic Feminine Wellness Products. Ladies, if you have not used our products yet, you are definitely missing out. Especially if you are someone who is experiencing any type of cervical or HPV issues. Yoni steaming is a beautiful, beautiful way, a beautiful practice to help fortify your cervix, your womb, and really align your bodies. So if you have not
tapped it. And it gives us the most favorite thing. It gives us coochie confidence.
Yes, yes. That's key. Because my yoni steaming experience, yeah, because when I was preparing for my colposcopy test for HPV, I yoni steamed a lot. I was yoni steaming every day. And when I went back to the doctor, I was fine. So I definitely believe in the power of these herbs and how they really did help me when I needed the most. Very intentional about my blends anyway. I actually met a girl at this women's conference the other day, and she was like, oh, I just bought a yoni steam blend off Amazon. I'm like,
shout out to the girls with the Amazon stores. I see you, girl. Work hard. Get that money.
I'm not trying.
When it comes to blends, it has to be curated.
That's what I said. I'm like, you know what? I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle, but a lot of these companies purchase from Alibaba, slap a label on it, and sell
it's a prefix blend.
It's prefix, but they don't even know what's in the blend.
Yeah, there's no ingredients list. So, you know, you're stabbing yourself in the dark. And not only that, but like you're putting yourself at risk without talking to a professional or somebody who's an expert in the field. So, like, I'm really excited that you are offering consultations because I feel like that's the first step in creating a regimen. And, you know, creating a discipline for yourself as far as like people have a skincare regimens, you know, they have nail care regimens, but, you know, it's high time that we incorporate a yoni regimen. There should be a yoni protocol. There should be a way you take care of your uterus.
Everybody has a routine, and but what is your yoni routine like? How do you support your womb? What does that look like for you? And
Right.
to me, it looks like, well, I'm almost 8 months pregnant, so I have not yoni steamed in 8 months, which is very sad in my it's a sad time in my life as I'm embracing all this blessing. Me not being able to yoni steam has been a very sad experience in my life. And I'm looking forward to steaming while I'm in labor. But in the meantime, in between time, my yoni routine looks like using my yoni oil, using my yoni soap, doing yoni affirmations, journaling, womb meditations, and assisting other women in their yoni experience, their yoni wellness experience, because there's just certain things, like I said, I can't do right now. But I always get gratification from seeing somebody else's experience on the on a pot. And she was saying too, she was like, oh, in LA, you know, she's like, oh, in New York, these yoni steams are so expensive, like to have a service done, basically. And she was like, in LA, you know, I can get mine done for $45. And I was like, well, you have to think about the experience. Here, Be Beauty, we're all about the experience. You know what I mean?
Right.
And where even Ricky had chimed in, she was like, yeah, but she's not just having you sit on a pot of herbs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing
It's an
journaling,
experience.
I'm doing release rituals, I'm, you know, pulling cards for you, I'm giving you affirmations, I'm having you meditate. Like, it's all about the experience. So and then it's all about the knowledge and the information that you're getting from the experience.
Yes.
Anybody can put you on a pot for 30 minutes for $45.
Girl, you acting up today, okay? I don't know. Don't get me started.
I'm
Don't get me
just
started. Y'all gonna stop playing with yourselves and get serious and get intentional and let a master do her thing. Because I mean, everybody can say, I do this, I do that, I'll do, but it's the results for me.
right. That's the thing. It's the feedback, it's the results, it's me seeing people crying on the pot. It's me seeing people
It's the release.
don't need water looking like hearts because their vagina is happy. It's the breaking of ancestral drama
Chains.
and chains.
Yeah, for
All
sure.
that plays a part in why I love to do what I do, because
Yeah,
I
and if I can speak on mine, I would say one of the most poignant things I've received from this discipline is just that time I get to myself. I mean, I can take a shower, that's fine. I'm a person that recharges on my own by myself because I always work with people and I'm always around the people I love. I talk to people I love, but it's that consecrated time for myself. I'm doing something for my portal. It's not for my ears or my eyes. And like, I'm honoring my womanhood. I'm honoring my femininity. And it's like a mandate. It's a protocol to me. It's like nothing else is going on. Sometimes I journal, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I sit there. You know, it's an appointment with yourself. And I think that resounds in every area of your life. So it's like coochie confidence. Yeah, that's a little saying we do. That's okay, fine. But it's a credo over here. It's like it seeps into every area of your life. When you take care of yourself and you prioritize your personal wellness, your standards for a lot of other things go up. You're not sitting everywhere. You're not sitting everywhere.
letting
You're
everything
not
into you either.
flat flowers. Listen, the steam of flowers kiss my vagina on a
Okay.
weekly basis. I'm really not gonna have a conversation with a lot of places. Okay, there are wilted roses when I get up. I don't want to talk to. I'm not talking this. It's not. It's a lot of things are not gonna
Whole
register.
vibration shifts.
Your whole frequency shifts, and it's like you gotta talk to me a different way. And it's not because I'm saying it's not an elitist thing. We're not saying, you know, it's not a level to get on. It's for you to really gain understanding and harness that energy that you
I would say
and
it's a level to get in tune with.
Right.
It's a,
It's an embodiment.
an embodiment. And I just feel like everybody needs this experience. It's not
For
about,
sure.
I mean, yes, yoni steaming can do a lot of things beneficially for you physically. Like I just mentioned, like with you using it, you can use it for HPV. I've had a woman that had cervical cancer for maybe 10 years now. She yoni steams and she don't have it no more. Like she changed her diet, she was yoni steaming. You know, they kept telling her to get a hysterectomy. She kept saying that's not an option. And she fought through it. And we've had a lot of different experiences through holistic healing with her cervical cancer journey. So like I said, like this is one of the reasons why I felt compelled to touch on the topic today. Because I'm like, nah, I can't know this information, know that this is the weekend and not say no.
Right. Like, you know? it would be a shame, you know. Our spirit team would be like,
what the hell are you doing? Right.
If we didn't address this. And I'm glad it happened the way it did too.
And wellness to you guys. And, you know, I'm not, people will, I'll get some backlash like, oh, you're just trying to make money with the yoni semen and this and that. And like I said, it's the life-changing results for me.
Right. And the proof is in the pussies that we empower.
That we empower. For
real. Respectfully.
I've gotten some very great feedback of life-changing experience, healing mother wounds, healing traumas, just from a session with me. And soon we'll have Bianca B on here, and she'll tell us about her yoni steaming experience and her birth control experience. And
I live in a multi-generational home of women, and we all use your products. You know, some are a little more wild than others. Bianca, which one is more wild with your products? Let's ask that question today. Breathe in, breathe out. Not too much on the pod. Which one of them is going more crazy with the products?
I think your mom. I think your mom got the medal.
You said your mama to me?
Your mom, the way she lights up and the things that come out her mouth.
She probably pregnant right now.
I'd be like, wow. Like, and that's the thing for me. It's getting the attention or the inner knowing from the older people who may have not. There's this older, well, it depends where you come from, too.
Right. The cultural constructs, yeah.
There is people who come from different countries and they're very familiar with yoni steaming.
Yes.
Then there's people who, you know, are just older and then like, I don't need that, or I don't want that, or I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just very close-minded and stuck in their ways. So when I can open a person's mind, or if they can tell me that this is something that they practice where they're from, I really appreciate that.
And do you know what contaminated the women in my home? The coochie confidence. It was. I've always been this arrogant, I swear. But it's a different. It was a very humble knowing. It's a very, and I was able to connect with them womb to womb. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's where our understanding is. Even in the tough times, even right now, we're having the realer conversations, because it's like, you have, as much as you know yourself, now you know who you're protecting. Mm-hmm. And that value has to go up.
And I love that. I love that, you know, a yoni semen practice can bring families closer. And open up that door of understanding and inner knowing. And then, like you said, it's generations in your home. So, like, you're literally, it's a beautiful thing to be able to steam with your mom and your daughter. You know, like, you guys are a whole lineage that's breaking chains and breaking curses. And
it's a bloodline thing. But, you know, like, you know how I am about breaking these chains. I'm dead ass. I'm swinging. And it takes a lot of self-respect and a lot of maturity to step outside of your birth line and visit others. And that's another thing that's another tier to having a feminine wellness care plan, is seeing yourself a part of a bigger picture. So that, 'cause there's a lot of constructs between me and my daughter, between me and my mom, but those gaps are bridged with the fact that we are women.
It's a lot of mirror work.
Girl, what's that, huh?
A lot of mirror work. There's a lot of reflection.
Hashtag mirror work. Hashtag shadow work.
Yes, because, you know, and that's the thing too. Like, spiritually, like I said, yoni steaming has a lot of benefits for the physical body, but spiritually, it's a very reflective, shadow working, mirror working practice.
It
gives you a lot of insight when you tap into your womb and you see how powerful she is and how she's been trying to communicate with you all along. Like, even if you have something like HPV and you have a breakout, this is your
I would even liken it to this, right? When you're a student, you're more confident when you know the material. You're more confident when you know you're passing the test, you're showing up for class, and you know, you can keep up with the lessons. The same thing with our body. It's a network of emotions, a network of vessels and cells. But the more you know it, the more confidently you can approach the care.
Right. And the more you know about yourself, the more confidently you can approach these doctors when you go into these spaces, and you won't have to feel like you're belittled or like you don't know anything, because one thing you do know is your body. And one thing you are connected to is your body. And they can never take that away from you. But when you put all of your eggs in that basket, they can tell you anything, you know, mm-hmm. and you kind of run with it. But it's like, I know A, B, C, and D, and you can tell me whatever it is you're going to tell me. I'll do my research, but I'm going to go and do it this way. You mm-hmm. know, I got diagnosed with PCOS. It was like, okay, you keep telling me go on birth control. I'm glad that you told me what I have. Now I can go and heal it this way. And honestly, had I listened to them, and I'm not just saying like, don't listen to none of your doctors, but this is where discernment comes in. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't ever be in this position that I'm in now. I would have been on birth control since I was 17 years old. I'm 34. That's not healthy. They don't tell you that when you stay on birth control for too long, that it heightens the risk of cervical cancer. You know, so I would have been on birth control for half my life, never would have got pregnant, never would have got a real period, all for them to just put a Band-Aid on something and just be like, oh, you get your period now. No, I don't.
So ghetto.
It's very ghetto. So I just feel like, you know, one thing I want to teach you women that tune in is to advocate for yourself.
Yes. Empower your voice. And I took my power back when I learned more about my body. And it's still a journey. I learn new things about myself every day. Mm-hmm. And the more I know myself, the more I can love myself and show up for myself. And that looks like, you know, standing up for myself in the medical profession. And it looks like standing up for myself in legal matters or professional matters. You know, I can advocate for myself with more information about myself.
I mean, I tell y'all all the time about like how your womb or your sacral chakra and your throat chakra are connected. So when you're empowering your womb chakra, you're literally empowering your voice. And this allows you to speak up in spaces, you know, all spaces. And this is where the confidence comes in. Because I always say, if you have a weak throat chakra, you have a weak coochie. In layman's terms.
That is rude. Ooh.
I mean.
Oh my God.
It is. So we
that just blew ahead. That's a whole episode. Hold on. Hold on. If you can't say it, you can't bust it.
Pretty much.
Oh my God.
So a lot of women with weak coochies out here because they have no inner voice. They have no voice. This is why we're silenced a lot as women.
We're gonna use my face expression for a clip later on because y'all gonna catch the strays. Because a hit dog is going to holler. And here come the shoe that fit. You mean to tell me? Yes, girl. Because yes, I heard what you just said, and I'm connecting some dots. And I was like, I was my wackest when I was my quietest.
Okay.
And I'm not whack. I'm not saying it's whack. Hey, how you doing? Hey, summertime. What's up? Shoot a shoot. Oh. But I'm saying that I was not as engaged, or it was not as impactful mm-hmm. when I was silenced.
Yep.
That's a whole different episode, Bianca.
Yeah, we'll touch on it. We'll go deeper. For sure. But I had to throw that out there.
That's so different. I got some thinking to do. That's real messed up. No, it's messed up because it's like, that's what I mean about you always learning yourself. And learning yourself doesn't mean knowing something you didn't know. It just means doing something with information you get.
Right.
Because you can get information about your body as a network, but what are you going to do with it?
Processing.
It's a process. Right. You have to process it and collect the data on yourself. That's it. Mm-hmm. Knowing yourself means collecting data on yourself. Knowing your bio.
That's right. That makes you look like, wow, I was whack at one point.
Wow. Okay. I didn't say I was whack. What I said was it wasn't as lit because I was silenced. You know what? All right, man. Come on. gonna listen to me.
Like, you know, I mean,
they're gonna go back to my silent years. They're gonna go find my Facebook and see when I had my straight hair and my bob and I was real serious and I didn't even show my teeth. They're like, that was a whack pussy. Well, that was a whack pussy. You know, they're gonna she was shutting up.
She was shutting up. Now, shit.
She haven't been posting no stories on Instagram. She haven't been shouting at us like an Everest commercial.
See? And that's why, I don't know, that's why, like, people talk shit about low vibration or ratchet women or whatever, but those ratchet women always have the best coochie.
Talk about it! Because they know what they want.
Because
and they're not going to take nothing else.
Their sacral chakra is very much balanced. They're tapped into their feminine, they're tapped into their sexuality and their sensuality.
And I revere them. You know I have a special place for the ratchets. You know I adore them. Because mm-hmm. they buy me a bag. And it's bussing. Because she know exactly what she want. She's dealing with you for the things. And she gonna get exactly what she want. And I love that. I love that for us. I'm learning.
Yeah. You know,
I'm learning every day.
I be on all the vibrations, so...
I love everybody.
You know, you
and I do pander the low vibrational content. I do pander them a lot.
You have to admire certain things about certain people. I may not identify with a lot of it, but I am understanding and I admire certain.
Oh, for sure. Cuz I don't like, you know, I'm a huge advocate of survival sex work. Would I partake? No, but I respect it. Get what you got to get, sis, but not forever.
I mean, that and because, okay, so that was another thing, like, you know, like sex work and stuff like that can heighten, obviously, your contraction with cervical cancer, HPV or whatever. And my thing is, too, like, if you're going to be in these spaces, which I want to have a whole nother conversation about sex work, you need to know about the energy that you're encountering when you're doing this sex work. And you have to do the work to dispel these energies if that's the lane you want to be in. You know what I mean? It shouldn't just be about the money because you're still compromising your body in some way.
There's different exchange at hand. Right.
It's a different exchange at hand. So, you know, for all the sex workers out there that's tuning in, make sure you tap in with me and I will help you keep your coochie in total alignment while you're, you know, working. While you're making it do what it do. Because ain't nobody telling you how to put food on your table. But I just want you to protect yourself energetically in the interim of that.
Right. In the transition, please protect yourself. Because yeah. Sexually transmitted diseases, sexually transmitted demons.
Yeah, we're going to talk about depression, transmitted energy, demons, sexually transmitted depression. Like, I really want to have a sex worker on here where we can tap in with her and talk about her experience and all that good stuff, because
I definitely have a story to tell about that too, and the deliverance behind it, because deliverance is like different things for different people.
Because even out here in LA, they have a sex work union, you know. So it's like,
and if they have a union, you should be able to, like, we should be able to have a conversation about how many soul ties you create. We need a spiritual union.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a union, we should be on the spiritual side. There should be a care package.
And I want to, like, you know, I've had conversations with certain women where they have stipulations where it's like, no, I only sleep with these three or four men, you know? It's not like right. They're out here just all willy-nilly. But then there's some people that you go down here on Figueroa, they out here wearing the craziest things. They don't even look, they're not even dressed nice. They don't look put together, but they selling ass, like, in the daytime. It's 12:40 here right now. I can go down there right now and just see women stopping cars. So,
love, you know, love, prosperity, and light to every woman that's navigating self-sustenance. You know, I will never shame how you get it, because nobody knows the pressure you feel when you have those deadlines, and you know, you got to put food on the table or keep gas in the tank. But what I will say is, like, knowing the person that's showing up is the best thing. Knowing the person that's showing up, you know, knowing the person you are and how you're showing up is the key component. And taking care of yourself so you can live a long
life. Your body and being responsible with whatever it is you want to do. That's just the key. I'm not judging nobody, because
know your body.
Just know your body. Just look at her. Pay attention to her. You know, pay attention to how you feel once you.
All right, here I go. You know how niggas be knowing cars? They know the engine, the fuel pump, the tires, the rent. That's how, because they know the car run. That's how we should know our bodies.
Right. Inside and out.
You can't tell that man nothing about no charger because he know it inside and out. Leather, seat, whatever. That's how we should know our bodies and get obsessed with ourselves the way these niggas be obsessed about cars.
Mm-hmm, for real. And make sure
people love sports is because they like the stats, right? This player, that player, year.
With your appointments. I just know too many women that don't go to the doctor enough. And there's some hypochondriacs that be in a doctor way too much, but then there's just some women that don't go to the doctor at all. And
or don't even have one, you know?
Right. So take care of yourself, ladies. Take care of your yoni. And if you
can't, we need you.
I'll take care of it for you. Just hit me up. I got you, girl. Yes. So I just thank everybody for tuning in to our impromptu Gucci conversations today. I hope that you got some information in regards to cervical cancer, HPV, how to support yourself, how to take care of yourself. And, you know, like I said, if you need any assistance, tap in with us. We are leaving our links in the bio. And I usually end with a affirmation of some sort, but I think today, well, I did already give you guys some herbal remedies. You got an affirmation for us?
I always do, don't I?
Inner
me is energy.
Inner me is energy. I like that.
And energy meaning is like a euphoric way for saying energy. So knowing yourself is the energy you need. So inner me is energy.
I also have one. Taking care of myself makes me feel good.
Yes. Taking care of myself makes me feel good.
Like, there's nothing like taking care of you. So I want all of you guys to tap in, take care of yourselves. Make sure you're looking at your vaginas. Get a little mirror. Call your doctor if you haven't been in 5 to 6 years. You know, it's Cervical Cancer Awareness Week. So let's make sure our cervixes are intact and healthy. And I will tune in with you guys next week on Coochie Conversation. Thank you all for tuning in.
Bye. We did it.